With SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. retail sales rose last month.
Retail purchases increased by 0.4% from September to October, a solid increase, although less than the previous month's robust 0.8% gain. Auto dealers, restaurants, and electronic stores all reported higher sales. Last month's rise in retail purchases suggests that the economy is growing briskly again in the current October to December quarter.
Correspondent Jeremy House, since peaking at 9.1% more than 2 years ago, inflation has sunk to near optimal levels. And Americans' take-home pay, on average, has surpassed inflation for about 18 months now. Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Trump has picked up environmental lawyer and vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. Details from Bernie Bennett.
Trump wrote on Truth Social, quote, "For too long, Americans have been crushed by the industrial food complex and drug companies who have engaged in deception, misinformation, and disinformation when it comes to public health." He continued, quote, "Mr. Kennedy will restore these agencies to the traditions of gold standard scientific research and beacons of transparency to end the chronic disease epidemic and make America great and healthy again." Kennedy has said that all the divisions need reform and plans to replace many staff members throughout the agency. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Mr. Trump also announcing that he has chosen Doug Collins, a former congressman from Georgia, to run the Department of Veterans Affairs, and was nominating North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum to lead the Department of the Interior. And Mr. Trump has met with the Argentine president at Mar-a-Lago. He was the first foreign leader to visit with the president-elect. This is SRN News. The atheists strike in Missouri.
Officials in the Bolivar School District have agreed to stop having a prayer before staff meetings under pressure from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The nation's leading atheist group spends much of its time trying to scour any references to Christianity from the public square. It often targets schools or governments in small cities and towns that cannot risk a costly lawsuit and so give in. One threatening letter from the foundation is usually enough. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Advocates of Jewish settlement in the West Bank believe they have reason to celebrate after Donald Trump's election win. Not only did settlement building surge during Mr. Trump's first term, but his administration took unprecedented steps to support Israel's territorial claims, including recognizing Jerusalem as its capital and moving the U.S. embassy there. Israel captured the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip in the 1967 Mideast War. This is SRN News. A massive Navy failure.
The Pentagon's Inspector General says Navy officials failed to sufficiently grasp the risk of placing the storage tanks atop the water well at Pearl Harbor. More than 6,000 people were poisoned by a jet fuel leak in 2021. The IG says it happened even though the Navy had engineering drawings and environmental studies describing the risks. The Navy says corrective actions are being taken. Rich Thomason reporting.
A Georgia lawmaker says he wants the state to make it a crime for people to give children access to guns. He's also proposing a 10-day waiting period for assault rifle purchases, unless someone is licensed to carry weapons. Both of these proposals are highly unlikely to gain Republican support, and these proposals came out of a Senate study committee that's seeking ways to reduce gun deaths. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.